Look at it go! This song has been brought to you by Christian Love.
I'm sorry.
Christian Love being the son of Mike Love, who sang some songs Friday night at the Beach Boys concert.
Now I understand. And I'm less put off.
I mean, that was don't be that much less put off. I was there to hear hits, not his kids' originals.
Yeah, at least they only did one of those. That show started rough, Ray. They started with some deep cuts, and Ian and I had no idea what these songs were. I'm like, I don't know any of these songs.
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, we're sorry about that. Here, let's play all these songs you know. We said, oh, very nice.
Well, they'd be like, here's two songs that you've heard, and now some more deep cuts.
Yeah.
There was just so much oddness about the show for me, Ray. I'm telling you, it was such a hard start. At the start of the, and his voice was, you know, it was cold, and he's very, very, very old. And he just sounded terrible. And I was like, man, I kind of wish these guys would had just been a Beach Boys cover band and had like some good sounds and some energy. But they brought this guy out to play drums. This guy played the drums at a 10 for every song.
Yeah.
Every song. I mean.
Oh, yeah. You said something about that. Right.
Absolute madness. He was absolutely carried the show on his shoulders, on his crazy drumming shoulders.
Yeah, but that guy learned how to twirl a drumstick when he was 11 years old, and he has never put it down since. Because he was nonstop.
He uses them like propellers to fly from venue to venue.
Yeah, man, I thought he was going to take off a few times. It was like, he's twirling it right-handed, he's twirling it left-handed, he's pumping in the air. The only thing he didn't like is he sang, I don't know, what, 3-4 songs? And at the end of every time he sang, he had to make the sign of the cross and thank Jeebus. I was like, really? For every song? I'm like, that seems a bit extreme. You could have just done it like once at the end of the concert or... Nope. Every
tied
song.
It all together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah. And, you know, there was a very awesome song that Ian loved that featured the piccolo.
I hated instrument guy, to be honest. The guy who played all the band instruments?
Yeah. His saxophone was good.
He was unpleasant and... They were out of place. It just didn't resonate with me at all. I was disappointed in his presence.
His saxophone playing was very good.
He was a show detractor.
But they banged us with the theme song for Big Love, and it was a good time.
Yeah.
I had many, many flashbacks of Bill Paxton behind.
Start up for the win, by the way.
Yeah, we got some good food at the fair.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ian got this weird... Yeah, you got this weird chicken and waffles on a stick thing that was had chicken gravy. And
yeah, I heard about that.
I just went with a traditional...
Pennsylvania Dutch chicken and waffles, as they were calling it, on a stick.
I had me some, what was it? Was it Tony Luke's? You know, authentic Philly steak? Yeah.
Yeah. That crazy beverage that I had, Craig, was so good. It was the envy of all beverages. The what? The boba tea? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was a weird flavor.
Yep. Honeydew iced tea is a weird flavor. Yeah, and it had so much nonsense jammed into it, I didn't even know what to do, but enjoy it.
Inquiring minds wanted to know what Ian was drinking, so they came over and asked.
Oh, right. Forgot about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, now I hate the boba tea. It made me engage with strangers unwittingly. No, they were cool. It was a cool time.
I think I said this last year, but man, next year we gotta splurge for molded seats and not sit on the aluminum bleachers anymore.
But I'm so very cheap.
My behind was so sore.
I'm so cheap.
I know, but my butt was cold and sore.
Me
and
too.
I had to keep turning
really
sideways
sad.
And twisting this way and twisting that way. And it was a little rough. It was a little rough. All right, let's roll this thing. You ready to go?
Sure.
I am.
Sam, I am. All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 436th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, where we only talk about the Beach Boys. All right. I'm here with Ray, and I've got Ian. How's it going?
Good.
Word up.
Word up. I didn't change the dates. This is the week covering 9/25 to 10/2. Let's go with 2.
That sounds right.
Yeah. In your 7-day 4-star crash. On the Titans. This week you had Black Cat versus Doc Ock. Have you Black Catted?
I don't think I've done it yet. I'm hopeful that I'll be successful. I may have done it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been really playing a little more Puzzle Quest than usual, so it's all blurring together. Like, I go in and I check the daily, weekly, and monthly quests now and actually approach puzzles with purpose and try to solve these quests alongside of winning the puzzle.
Oh, that's absurd.
It's crazy, but it's fruitful. I'm getting all sorts of covers and latest legends and stuff. Yeah, hero points. I'm like, ugh.
So Black Cat, for me, I mean, it was as easy as
I
expected.
Your game improves when you play it? That's crazy.
she came out, did a claw swipe, and then swung across the screen, and it was all over. So
yeah, when she does that swinging on the screen, that's lights out for Doc
Ock. I didn't know that did that much damage, but it does.
It hit pretty good. That's what I use. I use that power button. Oh, bang, look at that.
Totally inappropriate segue, but relevant to the game. As I've been playing more... Karnak is no joke.
Yeah, it's true.
Holy cow. I was mowing people down in, what do you call the verses? That's it. With him, and he was just much, much better than I had remembered. His abilities are all excellent. A lot of damage out, but they're all priced and fairly. It's really, really good.
And he does ton of criticals, so if you yeah, put him with some 5-stars who have, you know, better match damage, it improves. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
Number next is Big Pun versus Carol next week.
That should be pretty easy. Continues into next week.
Yeah, you already have him champed. It should be nothing.
Yeah, you'll be good to roll there. In Story World, right now, Thick as Thieves is going on. That'll get you Hulk, Lady Octopus, some brand new Agatha shards. Placement is Nihilus and Back in Black. That's the only story event that's listed in right now. In the Power, 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 Wheels, Wheels, Wheels season that's going on. I don't think we talked about this yet. That'll get you Beast, Gamora, and a Purple Man. And Jet Set Go is running now. Punisher, Nova, placement is Marika, and the shards for the 5-star Nova. So you can get those going. In the news, there's really nothing going on. They're prepping for the anniversary event, which they have not said when it's going to start yet. That's really all
I got. Any second now.
Should be sometime maybe next week. So hopefully this time next week we'll have some more to talk about.
Yeah.
Nice.
You got any news?
I suppose I should mention it during news. Apparently the payment to the hosting site for the podcast didn't go through a few days ago. And they turned our bandwidth limit down to like 15 gig, which we easily surpassed. So in any case, it's all up to date now and you can access it. But in the past few days, if you tried to get on the download a podcast, you might have got an error message. Specifically if you were going to Podomatic, which is the hosting site. So, but if you were going to iTunes or whatever, it would have, you know, buffered it. What do they call it? Proxied it. So... in any case, if you tried to get the podcast and couldn't, that should be fixed now.
Okay, then. Good to know.
Oh, and I suppose since next week will be the 2nd, right? That's what you said?
Yeah.
All right. I'll mention old Sartide is getting a little older next week, so.
Oh, my. He's going to have to be older still, Sartide.
Yeah. Happy birthday, though.
Yeah, happy birthday next week.
Very much so.
All right, let's move on, then. This week on It's Always Sunny, Johnny plays with his rod.
I wasn't ready on the music.
Oh, word.
I paused and I just gave up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I'm already liking this. I only see 3 abilities. I don't see any more than 1 passive component. Oh, let's dig right in. Fireball Special, 8 red AP. Johnny flings a control rod boosted fireball at his opponent. Select a tile color. Deal 482 damage and destroy 3 random enemy special or basic tiles of the chosen color, prioritizing enemy special tiles. Destroyed tiles deal damage and grant AP. If a cosmic control rod repeater exists on the board, Fireball Special deals 50% increased damage. So that scales up to 600 damage, 90% increased damage. So that's 1,056 damage. Cosmic Control Rod, 5 black AP. If one does not exist, create a 2-turn black Cosmic Control Rod repeater tile that deals 93 damage, lowers the cost of his abilities by 1 AP, minimum of 3 AP, and increases his maximum health by 2%. If one already exists, fortify it instead. This scales up to 837 damage, increase health by 6%, and max level damage of 1,620. Annihilation Wave, 8 green AP. Convert up to 4 enemy special or basic tiles into strength 23 attack tiles, prioritizing enemy special tiles. Passive. At the start of your team's turn, if a cosmic control... Hold on. At the start of your team's turn, if a cosmic control rod repeater tile exists on the board, improve friendly attack tiles by 33%. So this scales up to creating strength 95 tiles. Actually, strength 189 at the maximum strength. So, I don't know exactly what I would do about this guy. He might need another read-through, or he's just not... I don't know. Doesn't even seem like a character I have on my roster.
You got a 3-2-3.
Ooh. All right. What do I do with that? I guess 3-2-3 is the best I can manage. What is the proper build on this guy? I'm going to have to say that it is...
I have the proper build. So what does that tell you?
I don't know. Do you have 5-5-3?
Oh, no. So close. That's my build.
Oh, good job, Ray. That's what I would have built.
Turns out the internet says 5-4-4 is the most popular build.
Ooh, nice.
I do like the 4-4 builds, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Every time I use his green, the AI matches it away, and I'm like, oh.
You cannot control this, Rod.
Cool. Well, that's the Annihilus version of Human Torch, 4-star. That's with Sunny and Xandar.
That's the beginning of the song. That just doesn't work at the end. Anyway.
Willie, what you got in your mailbags?
Oh, I was ill-prepared. Okay, so over on the subreddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, first comment from our own UNC Samurai. They have opened the Wawa at the end of my neighborhood. I have pretzel. Life is good. Congratulations. And if you recall, Stink Palm last time gave us a link, and it was the, what was it? It was a video about the best chicken tenders, you know, served nationwide chain.
All right.
And he gave a video, and he was like, yeah, the winner's surprising, and then didn't tell you what it was. He says my son was in the car with me while I was listening and died laughing at being called a monster for clickbaiting with chicken tenders. I won't make a habit of it. I did giggle at it. Slow Horses, he had a comment on, is real good, and real is in all caps, so you know he means it. Each season improves on the previous. I just started season 4 and highly recommend it. I do as well. He also says, Agatha is so good, and the second A is actually a 5, so I'm assuming he's meaning the 5-star Agatha in-game. Have not tried her out, but all right, good to know.
I wonder how he feels about the TV show.
Yeah, but I don't know. I wasn't overly impressed with the first 2 episodes, but, you know.
I've only seen the first one so far.
Okay. I'm sure it's going somewhere. But in any case, regarding Hungry Hungry Hippos, am I being forced to play with certain members of the family? If so, its duration makes it more tolerable than Trivial Pursuit. Ah, okay. That makes sense. I have to think that Hungry Hungry Hippos takes far less time than any game of Trivial Pursuit.
I would like to believe that as well.
Yeah,
I would hope it takes less time than a game of Trivial Pursuit. Unless someone is really good at Trivial Pursuit and this goes first and just wins.
And we're done. All right, so there you go. Not a whole lot of comments about the game, but there you go. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Does Willie want to give us the results of the game bracket last week?
Not right now.
Nope. Fine.
Let's head on over to the game bracket.
So you're saying I should have looked that up before the show, huh?
Well, at least before the segment, traditionally.
All right, I bought myself enough time. So
I mean, Ray, open Steam.
Wait, which one was it? Like that's this week. All right, it was Trivial Pursuit versus Hungry Hungry Hippos. Okay, so
yes,
according to all the votes that were tallied on Discord, and I don't have anything outside of Discord, so Trivial Pursuit is the clear winner at it's like 66%. So Trivial Pursuit definitely moves on.
Boy, it should have been a bigger winner than that.
Yeah, I know, but a few people like Hungry Hungry Hippos. What do you want?
Yeah, it's goofy and it's got nostalgia. It's just a little loud and clanky.
It's like playing Don't Break the Ice. Did we put that on this board game bracket too?
I don't believe I did. I don't care for that game. I agree.
So this week, I guess I'm the one running it, right?
Yes, sure. Sir.
So this week, on the board game bracket, we've got two, I would consider them generally classic kids games, Candyland and Operation. Who's got Candyland?
I've got Candyland.
There you go.
So let's dive into this. Again, I would agree with you, classic, very child's game. I would say it's probably I'm sure they say 3 and up, but I would say it's probably like 3 to 10. I can't see a lot of 10-year-olds clamoring to play Candyland. I feel like they're too, you know, that you're not old enough to play it ironically, and they're too old to still enjoy it. So, but anyway, I think the game's a delight. It is. So the thing that I will hold against it, I'll come right out and say this. There is absolutely no skill involved.
Right.
Which I can't say that I love. But I do see the fun in the game, the value of learning colors, the value of learning to take turns, you know, ability to read some of the characters on the board or understand, you know, what happens when you get, you know, stuck in the licorice forest, or whether you, you know, get to jump from the gingerbread house all the way to Queen Frostine's palace. But, yeah, I don't know anybody who doesn't like Candyland. It's really, really probably just me, because it's frustratingly random. It's all for who shuffles and how that turns out. But beyond that, I think it does have some merit.
All right.
But I will now yield to...
Well, it's the classic game, teaches you to count, teaches you your colors. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
I just remember playing it once in, I think it was in kindergarten. They had it. And I was like, okay, that's enough of that. Quickly got bored with it.
It's quick. It's easy. All right. Operation. The history of Operation made me laugh somewhat because it was invented in 1964. The rates of which were sold for $500.
Nice.
It was then produced by Milton Bradley in 1965, currently owned by Hasbro, and has an estimated franchise worth of $40 million.
Whoa.
So, suck it to industrial design student John Spinello, who sold his rights to the game in 1964. His family's hated him ever since.
Yeah, he's hated himself. No need for them to be mad.
Did you know
he's lived a life of regret.
Yeah, did you know that the patient has a name?
I did not.
I didn't.
Is it Henry?
No, apparently his name is Cavity Sam.
No, that's not good.
Don't tell me that.
I'm sorry.
What's your street name? Cavity Sam. Oh, no.
Cavity Sam. Is this the classic game? It's a, effectively what they used to call wired hoop game, electrified wire loop game. So if you've got a pair of metal tweezers, you have to use these metal tweezers to pull out body parts out of Sam as per an operation. If you touch the sides of the body, Sam's red nose buzzes at you and you lose. If I remember right, is the Adam's apple always the hardest one? It's got a real small up in the neck.
Writer's cramp was because it was so narrow.
Oh, it's true. It is a very tiny little pencil.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I always forget there was there's one where there's a rubber band that you have to stretch.
Yeah.
The ankle bone connected to the knee bone.
Something like that.
Now, apparently that is the only non-plastic piece in the game.
The rubber band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as Samurai has put in this card, I've seen this game in giant versions, handheld versions, travel versions. You know, it's one of these games that is marketed as other things. In 2002, there was a, I don't know what a feel and find game is, but a feel and find version of the game called Operation Brain Surgery.
Oh, I don't want anybody doing brain surgery with feel and find. That's...
yeah. There was a Fallout version where you have to treat on Vault Boy, so there's that version as well. But I mean, this is a classic game. I think we've all kind of played as kids. You know, everyone knows that buzz noise Once you get it wrong.
Really disconcerting.
Yeah.
It shames you.
Yep. It's like, properly. You're terrible. Next. I haven't played this in a long time, but I think, you get a card. The card tells you what to do. If you succeed, you get points/money. And then when all the pieces are extracted, somebody wins. But yeah, that's the classic Operation.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. So if you want to vote on these two games, you can just go to the Puzzle Warriors Discord channel and search for vote and find Samurai's most recent one and react to the comment there, and you'll be voted. If you can't do that, you go to the subreddit. You can go to the D3 forum website or the 505 forum website, which is at d3go.com, and you can just register your opinion underneath our posting of the podcast.
All right, please vote. We'll see where this gets the bracket moving next week.
Right, we'll see which wins out, the game that teaches you something and builds confidence or the game that shames you and destroys confidence. You guys can decide the future you want for this
voting
country.
Looks tight. Early voting is tight. Go vote.
All right, let's move on. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want to pump you up.
You up.
When I pointed at myself initially with my thumb, my hand smacked into my headset and hurt my knuckle.
Ooh, a version of Operation where the patient is Spider-Man and the doctor is Doc Ock? Bad day for Peter.
Yeah, what parts is he taking out of him?
Whatever he wants, I think.
Yeah. Terrible time. All right, we've got some boosted characters this week. In the three-star world, Agatha is boosted. Let's see. I've got friendly notes. her purple makes an enemy deal more damage to a buddy. Her blue deals more damage, and yellow makes stronger protect tiles. Loki doesn't ever really benefit from being boosted.
Just hit points.
Magic and Peggy are a little on the new side. Let's just say Psylocke does more black, more red damage, and that's it. Oh, yeah. Dark Veil. Huh. That's someone. So many new characters. I cannot keep up. Let's see. The yellow is more burst healing and more burst healing. No purple changes. And blue, stronger strike and protect tiles. Hellcat. It's Patsy. The repeater gives bigger buffs to strike, attack, and protect tiles. The red is destroy a row, makes larger strike tiles, and the purple deals more damage when moving enemy specials to the bottom. Everyone's favorite, Legion. No changes to Tyrannix. The red damage goes up, better healing from the black, stronger special tile buffing from the blue, bigger attack tiles from the green, and more damage from the yellow. Let's see. This is Maria Hill. Recently reworked Maria Hill, I think. Or they just made a whole new Maria Hill. I don't remember. I napped through that segment.
Remember, she's the Baroness now.
Right. Life model ambush. Trap tiles are dealing more damage when matched. What's going on here? Bigger strike tiles from the black, and the blue is making larger AoE. Uh-oh.
So Samurai says that reworked, but the numbers only were changed. So they still function the same, but...
Oh, great. Okay. Well, then, Super Skrull. Let's see what he is up to. He is also someone who's in this game. The blue. The damage. A little more damage and stronger special tiles. More damage out of the green. And steals more health from enemies. And stronger special tile buffing from the purple. Now, on to the 5 stars. Black Panther. Panther's Prey. More extra damage from the countdown. Spirit of Wakanda. The team up burns for more damage. And move or be moved deals way more damage coming out of a stun. Who's this guy? I don't recognize any of these people. Doctor Strange. Oh, the 5-star version of him has been... Wait, what's going on? Where am I? What's happening? Nope, something's amiss here. I've misstepped. I'm lost and I'm scared, guys. All right, I'm back. Things were slightly out of order and I couldn't adjust on the fly.
Oh, I see what the problem is. Okay.
Yeah, Doctor Strange. Crimson Bands of Sidorak. They're going to deal more damage. No change to the Eye of Agamotto and the Flames of Faltine will do more passive damage and more active damage. Looks like May Parker is boosted. Advanced Spidey Sense. the protect tiles are bigger. Let's see. Mayday deals more damage to herself, but the strike tiles get bigger, and she does a ton more damage. And the static cling, nothing. Static fling deals more damage. And lastly, good old Half-Thor. Tons of AoE out of the green, tons of damage out of the red, and bigger protect tiles and more damage out of the yellow. Let's see what Samurai has to say about these available characters. We finally get to see what a boosted May Parker can do to the landscape. At least the Chasm, May, Omega, Sims team don't get the benefit of the boosts. But be prepared to see some wild May teams in PvP events. Pair Strange, new and improved AP stealing Agamotto with her. Sweet. Yeah, there was some sort of one-on-one fight where we had to fight 5-star Strange, and I thought I was going to do well. I didn't do well. Mm. It went really bad a whole bunch of times in a row.
Yeah.
I take it he got blue.
He did. He just kept beating me savagely. Yeah.
And he's like, look, you're stunned. And you're dying.
Yeah.
Oh, you're out of stun? No, you're not. You're stunned again. And you're dying. I'm like,
Yeah. That the yellow was costing him like 6 to just keep firing it off every other turn. It's like, come on.
I had so many saltines. Yeah.
So, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks as always to Mystify.
And what I mentioned and Samurai put in the chat some of the different like versions and people put in different versions of Operation. That Mandalorian one is the laziest attempt at a game I've ever seen.
What's doing where now?
In the Discord, there's apparently a Mandalorian operation. You're not actually taking anything out of the baby. The baby's just on the screen, and you just pick up random things elsewhere on the board. That is ridiculous.
It is comically lazy.
You know, some executive somewhere was like, well, you can't be taking parts out of the baby. Just pick up this stormtrooper skull over here.
But we gotta have one with the baby, because everybody loves Grogu.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody loves Grogu.
Man, that is super lazy.
It's really similar to the bottom one, the one that Samurai just posted with BB-8.
Yeah.
Where it's just a big picture of BB-8 and you're picking up random stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that made me sad. Sorry. Just had to comment on that. Ian, do you have some pop?
Uh-oh.
What? Am I already there? Pop! Holy moly.
Apparently, the sound played.
I am in a time warp of some variety. All right, let's see what's going on here. Oh, yeah, it's a pop segment. Let me tell you about a little bit of K-pop. It's just a little bit, though. I don't even know how this is pronounced, but I'm just going to say it's got to be V-cha.
V-cha, I would think, yeah.
It's a capital V and then cha. There's 6 of them, which isn't a tragedy, but and they're new on the scene, so, they just appeared in 2023, so... You know, hopefully they can continue to grow and develop as a band, but I found them unremarkable.
I played your clip here. Here's the problem I have. I don't like songs where the bass and the music is so loud that I can't hear any of the lyrics.
Mm.
Like, there is a girl going, da 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 da, and it's just going, dunk, 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 dunk.
It's so loud that Discord wouldn't let Craig make that sound.
Oh, did it blur that out?
Got most of it, some of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is not a good song.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
We've just, I feel like there's only so many K-pop bands out there.
I don't know. It seems to be an endless supply so far.
So far, it feels like it, but I don't know. I might need to pivot soon.
Give me a refreshing beverage instead.
One middle-aged man can only consume so much K-pop for so long before it starts to wear on his
soul. That I believe.
Oh, so, I got a resupply recently from my mother-in-law, who was on an adventure out to South Dakota to see Mount Rushmore and have adventures along the way. And along the way, she went through Wisconsin and went through the Wisconsin Dells. And in the Wisconsin Dells is the... History of Root Beer Museum. So I got a 6-pack of Never Before Tried by This Guy Root Beers.
That is very thoughtful.
It was very thoughtful.
Yeah.
She also got me some fancy, like, 18-year-old cheddar cheese when she was out there, too. Had it vacuum-packed and brought it home for me. I'm really excited to try it. That aside, pop number one was tonight. It was from the Wisconsin Dells Soda Pop Company, simply called Root Beer.
All right. Like where this is going? Straight to the point?
It was a very straight to the point root beer. The level of effervescence was surprisingly low. So if you really like that sarsaparilla flavor.
I do.
It comes through heavy in this. It's weird because the nose of the root beer has like a to the tiniest like medicinal almost acrid smell to it, and then you taste it and the two don't go together. It was a really smooth kind of delicious drink, and by the time I got to my second pour and it had been out of the fridge for a couple minutes, it was even more obviously flavorful than the first one, and I would say can recommend.
Yep.
Wisconsin Dells Soda Pop Root Beer.
You know, if there's anybody out there who listens to this show that's in the sarsaparilla industry, we will totally let you be a sponsor for pennies on the dollar as long as we get some sarsaparilla to drink. How about it, Ian?
I'm open to that.
Yeah. Just saying, love me some sarsaparilla.
But, needless to say, total hit. I will come at you with some more root beers as the weeks continue. But in the meantime, that's your pop. Thanks, as always, to Magnify.
Do you got Steam open?
I do have Steam open. It is not loading as quickly as I'd hoped, but that's because I'd hoped it had already been opened and I would have been, more prepared.
Yeah. So,
but it is open, and I am heading to go open a legendary.
But before you get there, I have to ask Aestheticist.
Yes.
Puddles. He says, got Puddles as his opening act, really going all out. Is this Puddles Pity Party, the 7-foot-tall clown? Okay. Samurai says, yeah, and Athena says, yes. Yes,
I thought he always had that same guy open for him.
Apparently not. Apparently Puddles has opened for Primus and a Perfect Circle before. This all makes sense to me. And is scheduled to be special guest on Weird Al Yankovic. Okay, there you go.
All right.
Puddles Pity Party.
Don't know this person, but it sounds like I may see them.
Yeah.
Just want to check.
We'll see what... Where was the venue in Philadelphia?
I have closed the screen, so just...
No! And I got a Moon Knight Moon Silver Blades.
It's a good power.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Need to get to the recruit screen.
All right. Oh my God, I have so many of these. I'm only opening one, though, because I'm waiting for Kane Parker to go bye-bye, which is apparently next week sometime. So my one... Use a 4-star, don't have any idea. Oh, Dark Veil. I didn't recognize her symbol. Not strange. Master of Ceremonies. There you go.
I haven't opened like 10 of these things. We got Teen Gene, Quake, Bobby, Abomination, Ghost, Danny Rand. Hi, I'm Danny Rand. Uncanny Deadpool. There's a purple. A Hot Pool. Beautiful Distraction. Doc Ack, No Way Home, and Reptile. So 1 out of 10 that time. What does he get my hot pole? My hot pole is at a 1, 2, 4.
Ooh.
Yeah, but if I remember correctly, I think you got 4 out of 10 last time, so you're still way ahead the curve.
Yeah, last week was really good. All right, do we want to look at the other thing for a minute while we're here?
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah.
All right, we haven't looked at our milestones in a bit. So we thought we'd pull those up and see where everyone is doing. Let me know when you're all at that screen.
I am at the screen. I will remind you that some of mine are gone, so it'll be,
Well, yeah, a bunch of them are gone. We'll see who's got
I definitely didn't immediately close Steam after my portion of the segment, so don't you worry. I'm ready to go.
My first one that I've got is to make, 500,000 matches?
Yes.
I do have that.
I'm at 458,000.
Okay, so you're getting close.
Yeah.
Mine is a little higher than that. I am at make 1 million matches, so I've beat the 500,000. I am currently at 750,000 matches.
Ooh.
Out of 1 million.
And Ian is totally caught up by now.
Totally. I am at 100,000. 100,346 out of
what's the goal? 250?
500,000. Nope, 500. Oh, okay. Same as Craig's.
I didn't know when they gave awards.
Okay. He's
well behind.
The next thing I got is, oh, that's so many zeros. I can't count that many zeros.
Uh-oh.
Use 11 billion ISO 8 to level your heroes. What is that? 10 million? What is that? That's more zeros than that. God, what is that number?
Yeah, I really wish they'd put commas in these.
Seriously.
It's 6 zeros. And then
100 million is what it looks like to me. I'm at 600. No, that can't be right. 623,665,081. Yeah. 626 out of 100 million.
Okay.
That doesn't make that or 62, whatever. I don't have that number.
Okay. I don't have that one. I am over whatever the goal was.
All right.
I have a number that I'm having trouble reading, but it's a 2, a 5, and then 6 zeros, I think.
Okay, that would make sense. 25 million and Craig's is 100, yeah. Oh, okay. My God, look at all the zeros. I thought this was posted.
It's so many zeros. Yes, can somebody please invest in a comma?
Yeah.
Nope. All right, the next one I got is use 6,000 health packs.
Jesus, okay.
I have used 5,271 health packs.
Slightly behind that, I have used 1,368 out of 1,500 health packs.
Slightly behind that, my goal is 1,250. I am currently at 1,101.
Apparently, Samurai is ahead of all of us. He is at 9,500 out of 10,000 health packs.
Nice.
Oh, an aestheticist. 16,700 out of 25,000 health packs.
That's a lot of health packs.
That's super healthy.
Let's see. The next one I got is use 1,500 team-ups. I have used 1,491 team-ups. Wow.
I have used 455 out of 600 team-ups.
My goal is 100. I'm at 99.
We are almost there.
I am. Finally a one-star Korg.
Yeah, I got to mention the statistist who is 1,600 out of 2,000 team-ups.
Yep.
Wow.
All right. The next thing I got is use 10,000 boosts.
Oh, my.
I have used 7,918 boosts.
7,000?
Yeah.
All right. I have used 1,700 out of 2,000 boosts.
I've used 688 out of 800. I don't use boosts that often. Or team-ups.
I do when they're required for the, you know, the daily quest, and then I just don't turn them off. So once it's on, I use them until they're just all gone.
All right, so Aestheticist and Samurai are competing as well here. They are both at a goal of 100,000 boosts. Samurai has 69,500. Aestheticist has 86,800 boosts used. I have 1,000.
All right. I know this one. I think Ian and I are on the same on this one. I'm sure Ray is not. Use one shield in versus. I'm at 0 of 1.
Oh, are you sitting down?
Yes.
I am at 3 out of 10.
Ian, what happened, son?
Oh, sometimes you just got them hero points burning a hole in your pocket and you want to get a good prize.
So in this, I have used much more than the two of you. I've used 57 and the goal is now 100. Samurai is at 617 out of 800. He plays PvP. What do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one I got is collect 8,000 powers for 4 stars. And I have collected 4,882.
Wait, where did we go from this? Oh, you must have completed a lot. So let me back you guys up.
Oh, okay.
Into the world of uncomplete. After you shield in versus, my next is level a support. Okay. My goal is... I'm currently at 2,087 out of 2,250.
Huh.
After that, I have a category called collect 30 powers for 1-star heroes. I'm currently at 15 out of 30.
Wait. How have you not collected all the 1-stars?
Because that would take hero points to make slots for 1-stars. Why would I do that?
He's got you there.
I'm doing my best to keep up with the rate they're coming out. I can't afford that as well. But now, I am at 4 stars.
All right.
My current goal is 2,000. I am at 1,358.
Nice. What was the goal, Craig?
My goal is 8,000.
Okay. Ooh. I no longer have that, so...
Okay. Ooh. I think 8 is the where it ends.
Maybe.
The next one I got is collect 1,000 powers for 5 stars.
Yeah, Samurai says it is 8K out of 8.
And I have 797 out of 1,000 powers.
My goal is, I currently have 240 out of 250 five-star hero power collected.
Okay. The maximum is 1,000 for the five-star powers, and apparently I am above that.
Okay.
Because I don't have that.
All right.
Well done.
All right, the next one I got, promote two-star heroes into a champion 250 times. I am at 163.
My similarly worded one says, into a champion 50 times. I'm currently at 45.
All right. I don't know what the max is, but I don't have that one either.
You're there.
All right.
Nice.
How about promoting four-star heroes into a champion 250 times? I'm at 152.
Well, okay. I don't know where the limit is, but I still have one that's called promote three-star heroes into a champion 80 times. I'm at giggity 69.
Yeah.
Now, my promote four-star heroes to a champion is I am at 76 out of 80.
Okay. I am at 206 out of 250. Athenesis says he's at 248. Wow.
Oh, so close. Nice. Promote five-star into a champion 47 times. I am at 46 out of 47. Why 47?
Yeah, that's a weird number.
Ray, you have this one closed out?
I do not have this one closed out. Promote five stars to champion. I have 97 out of 100.
All right. Promote five-star heroes into a champion one time. I'm currently at 0 out of 1.
that's everything else I got is complete.
Me as well.
Okay. Asceticus says 100 is the top for promoting five-star to champ. Samurai's at 99.
Nice.
So, there you go for people who are curious. We caught up. Wow, somehow, I guess when we open stuff, I have now also reached shield rank 221.
Hey, congratulations.
Where are you guys at with that?
I'm at 257.
Good question. I am at 142.
Wow. So far, well, there Samurai you go. Is the winner at 273, I think.
I'm curious
where Asceticus is.
Wait, Asceticus, yeah, he hasn't chimed in yet. He's going to be at 296. It's going to be my guess. But yeah, so we haven't gone through that stuff in a while, so thought we'd throw that in here since it was a light news day.
300, which apparently is max.
He's at 300. Well, it sure looks like the progress bar does not exist anymore.
He says yes.
All right. How about Ian? Why don't you tell me what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is named the Soon to Be Named Network, can be found at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. You can find a complete list of all the shows there with direct links to all their home pages. That's the Soon to Be Named Network. soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
I know, I don't know how much crossover we get between the shows, but I like to listen to Joe sometimes. And on ATOD's Wrestling, the past month or two, they've been going through a lot of the old ECW shows that had Kelly Kelly on them. Good times.
Oh, right on.
Good times with Kelly Kelly. That's it for this week. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them into Willie's mailbag. And we will bring those up. Please go vote on the board game and see how your bracket's going. I'm still curious to see who's going to end up winning that. And if you want to throw us a bone, you can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, and buy yourself something there. There's some weird holiday on Monday in Canada. What is it? Truthfulness and Mindfulness Day or something weird like that.
Nice.
We got an email from one of our vendors saying, hey, we're going to have limited support on Monday due to this holiday. And we all went, the what now?
Nice.
Yeah.
We can't possibly have that holiday in this country.
No.
I want to be thoughtful and mindful for a day.
I think I'm making it up, but it's something along those words.
Oh.
But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, Wondagore, what is the secret of your powers? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.